Hello and welcome to Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited. My name is Corey Morissette. No clever line tonight. Joined as always by John Mariano. John, how's it going, my friend?
Oh, well over here. Be cool, Corey.
Be cool. Did you like that movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and John Travolta?
I wasn't referencing that movie.
Oh, what were you referencing?
You be cool until I tell you it's time to not be cool.
If you say so.
That is Roadhouse with
Patrick Swayze. Roadhouse in forever. Someone's gonna boss my chops now because I forgot a Roadhouse quote.
You forgot the Roadhouse quote, like the be cool quote. Like, yeah.
It's been a long day, John. For those that don't know, we've been recording since 7 o'clock at night. It's now 2:30 in the morning. We've done 18 of these shows, so yeah, I'm running on fumes.
We got one more in us tonight. We're actually recording this on the anniversary of Rock's release, May 3rd. Mm-hmm. So whenever this happens, like, you can kind of clock it and go, geez, they recorded this on May 3rd. Like, for all I know, it could be 2024 right now, and we're releasing this episode.
So recording this on May 3rd, which is the, like you said, the anniversary of Rock's. I don't think we have a Rock song on the die right now. Oh, we didn't plan that very well. We do it. We have Sick as a Dog, actually, is from Rock.
But I have a feeling around the time this anniversary hit, we probably released a song that was off of Rock's, like in the past couple of weeks or maybe next week.
That's very true. Yeah, because we've done Rats in the Cellar and Nobody's Fault. Both of those were from Rock's. So. But as we're recording this, yeah, we got at least one Rock's track on the dice. Maybe, John, I'm sick of hearing myself explain this. You tell the fine folks. How do we come up with our song every single week?
So every week we load the die. I have three songs. Corey has three songs. And we roll the die. Whichever song comes up, we talk about. We're going to break down the song. We're going to listen to it with you guys. Give you some of our thoughts. Maybe give you some facts. Maybe give you some not so much facts. At the end of it, we're going to debate whether or not this song makes our ultimate Aerosmith mixtape. We have 18 songs on the mixtape right now. And the question is, will this song replace one of those songs? And if so, which one? Or does it get kicked to the curb?
And we already had a little bit of a debate last week in that we had three songs. We were kind of decide which track Moving Out should replace. I know you really wanted to get rid of The Movie, which was our special guest, Scott, wanted to put on the dice there. You didn't say it on the show, but off the show, you told me, that's the track you were really hoping to kick off.
So. That sounds like a make them up. I was actually stumping for one of my personal favorites, Helter Skelter. I will defend some covers to be on there, or at least be on there for a little bit. I think there are some covers that are definitively more Aerosmith than not. And Helter Skelter is a fine cover by Aerosmith, but I still feel it's a cover by Aerosmith and not necessarily one that they made their own.
When you can do a song better than the Beatles, it deserves some staying power on the mixtape, I think.
Fair enough.
But now we have six contenders who are hoping maybe to take Helter Skelter off the mixtape, and they are Major Barbara, Bone to Bone, Walking the Dog, Sick as a Dog, Pink, and Theme from Spider-Man from 2002. John, what are you hoping for tonight?
I'm actually hoping for that Spidey track that you threw on there. It's kind of an obscure one. It's a deeper cut, but it's a fun song.
It's a damn fun song. It brings me right back to my childhood, you know, sitting at my kitchen table watching Spider-Man cartoons and having Aerosmith doing a rockin' version of it. Hell fucking yes. I am all the way in. I'm with you. Let's have a little Spider-Man tonight. So what do you say, John, if you're ready to go? We'll give the shake of the dice here, and we'll roll it, and we'll come up with Major Barbara. So we're going to get the exact opposite of what we're hoping for, because that's the way the dice works, ladies and gentlemen. Major Barbara. John, do you have any recollections of this one?
I do. This is another one where I feel like we're giving a song a boot this week, and it won't be the song we listen to. I think as we break this down, you're going to see why. This is going to have a little bit of staying power to it. I don't want to talk about it too much too early, but yeah, this is one to me that feels like one I would have on a mixtape.
Really? That surprises me. Major Barbara is a studio outtake that was included on Classics Live 1 back in 1986. So it was a studio recording. I don't really know much about it. I know, according to setlist.fm, Major Barbara has been performed twice in concert, once in 1971 and once in 1993. So you want to talk obscure Aerosmith? This is right up there.
Yeah, it's obscure, but I think, look, as we get into it, I think you're going to dig it, dude.
Well, I know I dig it. I'm the one that put it on there. I remember the song quite fondly with its classic lyrics. Barbara sits in her field and waits for her crops to grow.
Then why are you questioning me when I say I think it's going to make the mixtape?
Because that's my job, and because we have 18 great songs on there right now, and you think Major fucking Barbara belongs on there?
I think Major Barbara belongs on there than at least two of the tracks.
Two? Oh, my God. We're going to have fun here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Major Barbara from Classics Live, released in 1986. I should mention this is the version from Classics Live. It was kind of retouched. I was originally recorded during the Get Your Wings sessions. The original demo of this song you can find on Pandora's Box.
Yeah, and it's a fun track, right? Like, to me, it's like the ballads that they're going to do a little bit later in during the Geffen era, but it's got that 70s Aerosmith vibe to it. So there's a little bit more of a coolness to it. Like, I'm not knocking the new ballads. I know that those are the power charting songs that killed it on the radio. But this, to me, is all of that with the coolness of a 70s Aerosmith.
But it's about a woman watching her crops grow.
Corey, don't be so literal.
But literally, that's what it's about. Major Barbara sits in the fields and waits for her crops to grow. She sits in a chair that she made out of wood so many, many years ago. Major, why won't they grow? Like, it's about fucking crops. And I come from a farming community, and I find that weird. You give them their water and hope, Major, why won't they grow? This isn't top-notch Steven Tyler lyric writing here.
I mean, what do you want from the man? He's writing lyrics like it's going out of style.
Hey, you know what? I've praised the man on virtually every show except for Jailbait for his lyric writing. This is a miss for me. And I there's farmers all around me. I live in the prairies. All we do is farm. And to write a ballad about a woman named Barbara watching her crops grow? Come on.
First of all, you don't know who Barbara was, but Barbara must have been
a major.
She must have been a major looker too, because for Steven to turn his head and pay this much attention to somebody who was cropping, she must have been cropping real good.
She must have been cropping all night long, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A bright yellow sun that will make the crops come and let the old days go.
You're not looking at this through the right lens, Corey. You are such a Corey Downer. I'm telling you now, this is Steven Tyler longing for this woman named Barbara who happens to be a gardener. And he is doing his best to write. You know, we hear these love songs, and they're love songs that are written in general. This feels like this was almost a love poem written for someone.
Look out in your field and tell me what you see shining through. Look after your fields and your fields will look after you.
See, and I feel like this feels a little bit like some Who influence on Aerosmith, right? Like to me, it's like when the Who writes about a deaf, dumb, and blind kid playing mean pinball or something, right? Mm-hmm. It's they're telling a story about a character. You know, it could be a real person or not. This is Major Barbara the cropper, right? And she is cropping her heart out. And whatever she's doing to crop, they are not growing. And Stephen is doing his best to try to will the crops to grow through the power of song.
That's so beautiful. I still don't like it. Now, I found something online that said that the story is that this song maybe had a place on the first Aerosmith album, but was bumped for another song currently on the die, Walk on the Dog. After, you know, halfway through the song, keep this in mind, John, I'll ask you at the end. Do you think Major Barbara deserved a spot on Aerosmith's debut album in place of Walk on the Dog? But don't answer yet. Let's keep going. I will say I'm digging the slide guitar and Steven sounds great.
Like you're so caught up on the damn lyrics, Corey. And it is overall, it's a pretty solid song.
Solid might be a stretch. You got to consider everything. I know that you have this whimsical idea of cropping. I'm around cropping all the time. It's not that fucking whimsical. Goddamn boring.
I am a crop duster, Corey. We smell our own, and I am well aware of what the song could also be about. And if it is, and it's just a song about Barbara who farts, I'm all for it.
I would have been down if it was about Barbara who farts, but it's not. She's waiting for her goddamn crops to grow, and I've had it. All right. Major Barbara, released on Classics Live in 1986. John, ultimately, what did you think of this one?
Ultimately, it was all right. Like, I might have shot my wad early overselling what we were in for. I do enjoy the song. It does have some problems with the lyrics. Is it pinnacle Aerosmith? Probably not, but it's not too far off the mark.
You know, I dug the slide guitar. I thought the production of it was pretty good. Classics Live is credited to Paul O'Neill and Tony Bon Jovi, of course, related to John Bon Jovi. But it was recorded during the Get Your Rings sessions. But it was unreleased until Classics Live in 1986. Of course, those sessions were produced by Ray Colcord and Jack Douglas. I thought it sounded nice. I dug the band. I really didn't like the dun, 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 dun. Just Joey sounded bored at that point. And lyrically, this is maybe one of the stupidest things I've heard from this band, which is saying something. But the question is, John, is it good enough to supplant something currently on the mixtape?
Well, before we go there, you asked me a question while we were listening to the song.
Yep.
And the question, and I'll reiterate for everybody, it was, should it have replaced Walking the Dog on the album? And honestly, I think it's a bullshit question. To quote Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny, it's a bullshit question.
You quote Marissa Tomei every time I fucking see you.
Any chance I get, I will quote that woman. And I will quote that movie. And it's a bullshit question. I'll tell you why. Because there's no limitation to the freaking album. They could have added a freaking song and they could have had both of them on there. And there's plenty of room at the end of the vinyl to get an extra song on there. And it wouldn't have been a freaking problem. And it could have made the album.
That's not true. You know, vinyl had its limitations. You can only fit so much music on a vinyl album, right?
But when you look at the album, when you play it, there's enough room for another track on it.
Off the first one, they did 8 tracks on there. There's not a ton of room on there for one more, especially about a song about a woman and her crops. That takes some time.
Don't you lecture me, Corey. This is my world. This is my rule. And I am sitting there and I am saying they both could have made the album. That's my final answer.
And I'm saying you're wrong. So now I'm waiting for you to say, what song currently on the mixtape are you taking off for Major Barbara and her crops? If any.
You know, I was ready to punt Helter Skelter last week, and you gave me you gave me hell for it.
I did. Rightly so.
And you picked 2 songs that you wanted off more than Helter Skelter.
Mm-hmm.
So I know even if I nominate Helter Skelter this week, even if you think Major Barbara belongs on the mixtape, you're going to say no.
Probably.
But I will say, I do feel that Major Barbara belongs on there more so than the movie.
Interesting. And that's where I'm conflicted. I really enjoyed the movie. And of course, our special guest, Scott, put it on there. From the Magicians podcast, the Uriah Heep podcast, by all means, give him a listen. He's a fantastic dude. Great show. He put the movie on there. It's on the mixtape. You think Major Barbara belongs on there more than the movie? I disagree. You're going to have to convince me.
Well, I think that we have more of the band featured.
True.
On Major Barbara being like, look, you had some slide that you really enjoyed in there. Steven's putting some stank on it at points in the song. Is it their best song? No, but neither one of these are their best song, right? But I think the question we're asking is which one feels more like an Aerosmith song? And while I enjoy the movie, I don't feel that if I were trying to indoctrinate a new fan into Aerosmith, that's one of the first 30 tracks I would play for them, let alone the first 18.
See, and I feel that way about Major Barber. I like the movie at the end of our mixtape here. I think it's a nice coda to what we have going on. It fits there. And to me, it's more Aerosmith than Major Barber was. This song feels pretty disjointed to me. Yeah, we got some good Steven. I got some good slide guitar, but that's really about it. Does it really deserve to supplant a really great instrumental from Permanent Vacation?
Yeah, because you said it right there. It's an instrumental.
Yeah.
It's an instrumental. And I don't think that an instrumental is indicative of Aerosmith. And I think that you kind of called that out last week, and I caught you with the pants, your pants down this week. When you're like sitting there trying to defend it now, when it was the first one, you were ready to yank off of this thing.
Boy, that's not true at all. See, that's just a falsified statement there by Mr. John Mariano. I'm not ready to kick the movie off. I think it's a great track, and it's great where it is at the end of the mixtape, where it kind of belongs, like it was at the end of Permanent Vacation. It's a great little coda. It's a great little tag. You want to end the mixtape with Major fucking Barbara waiting for her crops to grow? Come on.
I do. I want to end it where you hear some of Steven's voice flourishing, where you hear some of the guitar playing. It's a little bit chill on the way out. It's got a very chill vibe to it. It has a very end of the album kind of vibe to it. And look, I've yielded to you way too many times when we've been booting crap off of this thing. And I'm digging my heels in a little bit right now, old man. And I'm saying, if you want to go in for a fight, we can go in for a fight.
You know what? We're going in for a fight for a track that is probably not going to be on there next week. So for that reason, and because you conceded for you, fine. We'll take the movie off and we'll put Major Barbara and her damn crops on the end of our mixtape for this week. I can't imagine it's there much more weeks after that. And it's a song I put on there for crying out loud. Major Barbara is now on the mixtape. The movie is gone. Sorry, Scott, I fought. John is just a pig-headed jerk. He would hear none of it. He wasn't going to budge. So I acquiesced to his request, and it'll be gone next week.
You know, Scott, look, I love you. Please come back. I promise you, the next song that we roll off of your die, I won't let Corey pre-nominate a week early, where I have to kind of force his hand and make him stick to his guns a little bit, because that's kind of what I'm doing here.
Such a liar. Such a liar. Why are you doing this?
You know why. You know why you have this coming to you. You know what you did wrong.
Really? Well, I know one thing. I know I get to pick the next song. And I know that you hate Scott. You hate Uriah Heep, and you hate his podcast. For some reason, you took his song off there. So I, in honor of Scott, I'm putting another track from Permanent Vacation on the die. I'm going with a deeper cut off Permanent Vacation. How about a little Girl Keeps Coming Apart? What do you think of that?
I think I'm a big fan of Scott. I was very grateful that you had him join the show. I was very grateful that Scott introduced me to Uriah Heep. And I think it's your fault that you are not a man of your word. You have no integrity, Corey.
I never said I did. But you're the one who just said that every word out of your mouth is a lie. So enjoy that hammock, you bastard. So Girl Keeps Coming Apart is now on the dice, along with Bone to Bone, a theme from Spider-Man, Pink, Walking the Dog, and Sick as a Dog. Pretty eclectic die, John. Next week, one of these songs is going to supplant Major Barbara. Which one are you hoping for?
Either a dog song, a bone song, or Pink.
Now, I'm still in the mood for some Spider-Man. Give me Spider-Man or Permanent Vacation. I gotta avenge Scott. You took his song off the mixtape, so we gotta put a little Permanent Vacation on there for him.
Well, with all apologies to Scott, let's go ahead and send this out with some Mr. Tyler.
Sounds good, John. Before we go, you got anything you want to plug or promote?
BananaHammocks.com. That's going to be my new website, because I got to plug hammocks at some point, Corey.
There you go. BananaHammocks.com. See John in a banana hammock, if you dare. And if you want to see, catch me on my Van Halen show, and the podcast will rock wherever you get your podcast from, breaking down the Van Halen catalog. And as always, on behalf of John Mariano, the jerker took the movie off the mixtape. My name is Corey Morissette, and we'll give the final word to Mr. Steven Tyler.